1, 2, 3, take 5.
Welcome to Take 5 with Dr. Don Sweeting, President of Reformed Theological Seminary in Orlando. This program is for those willing to take 5 minutes to develop a mind for truth and a heart for God. Here's Don.
Lots of Christians have excuses for not memorizing Scripture, and here are the ones I hear most. Excuse number one, but memorization is hard. Well, it is true, it does take work, but it can be done. And the younger you start, the easier it is. I can't believe the way we miss the opportunity of helping our kids memorize Bible verses and Bible truth when they're young. Our schools and our churches often waste those years when it is easiest to memorize, because kids' memories are like sponges. Take advantage of that. With adults, Bible memory takes more work. But that's not reason enough to ignore this critical spiritual discipline, and I'll tell you why in a minute. Excuse number two, rote memorization is bad, some people say. Why have kids memorize what they don't understand, they ask. Now, I appreciate the intention behind this excuse because I also believe that the goal of memorization is for people to comprehend what they memorize. But what I don't agree with is the idea that it's therefore useless to have kids memorize what they don't understand. Even if they don't understand what they're memorizing, the words they memorize will shape their minds. For example, a child will not comprehend a verse on the Trinity, but a child who memorizes a verse on the Trinity will be more likely to become a Trinitarian when they are older. It's not always necessary that comprehension accompany memorization, especially when kids are young, but memorization does shape thoughts. Excuse number three. People say, memorization is obsolete, quaint. People say, why do we need to waste brain cells for that when we can tap our phone and bring up the same thing, any verse, in a matter of seconds? Well, there are a lot of good reasons, good Bible reasons, why tapping our phone is not enough and memorizing Scripture is important. The Bible commends memorizing or hiding God's Word in our hearts. Psalm 1 says that the blessed man is one who delights in the law of God, meditates on his law day and night, and that person will be grounded, will spiritually prosper. Joshua 1:8 says that when we take Scripture in, it will guide our life. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according what's written in it, and then your way will be prosperous, and then you will have good success. And as we memorize Scripture, His Word instructs us. Proverbs 6:21 says, "Bind them on your heart always, tie them around your neck. When you walk, they will lead you. When you lie down, they will watch over you. When you awake, they will talk with you." Memorization is also one of God's strategies for keeping us from sin. How can a young man keep his way pure? The psalmist asks in Psalm 119, verse 9. Answer, by guarding it according to your word. Verse 11 of that psalm says, I have stored up your word in my heart that I may not sin against you. And then memorization also brings joy to the heart. Jeremiah 15:16 says, your words were found and I ate them, and your words became to me a joy and the delight of my heart. For I am called by your name, O Lord God of hosts. The New Testament echoes these thoughts. Colossians 3 says, let the word of Christ dwell richly in you, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, with thanksgiving in your hearts to God. Why let it dwell richly in us? Well, Scripture answers, because it is God's unique word. We're not memorizing any old words when we memorize Scripture. We're memorizing God's powerful, heart-searching, life-nourishing, eternal word. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. In other words, Scripture taken in, memorized, meditated on, feeds our souls. And if we simply store it on our iPads or cell phones and not in our minds and hearts, we will not be built up as God wants us to be. We will not be fortified for the battles ahead. We'll forfeit many of the spiritual benefits that God intends for us to have when He gives us His Word.
Thank you for joining us today for Take 5 with Dr. Don Sweeting. We hope this broadcast helps you develop a mind for truth and a heart for God. If you'd like to listen again to today's program, go to rts.edu/ Orlando.